Blog Talk Radio.
Flint, Michigan's money-saving switch from Lake Huron to Flint River water has had a devastating impact on the lives of Flint residents. The Flint River water was more corrosive than the previous water source, and it sent dangerous amounts of lead pouring into Flint residents' water. The governor has declared a state of emergency, and the National Guard distributed water bottles to Flint residents. But the people of Flint want to see more work done to correct the massive injustice they have suffered.
You have a little girl.
Imagine, I do have a little
imagine
girl.
Imagine you took her to the pediatrician. You living in Flint back. You grew up in Flint, right?
I grew up in Flint. I lived in Flint my entire life almost. My family is still there. My grandparents are there. My daughter was just there. She took a bath in that water and completely broke out. You know, and that was just this past October.
Was she drinking the water?
No, she. At that point, everyone had stopped drinking the water. But this was after they made the switch back. And they're telling the residents, hey, it's okay. You can drink the water. And it's still not safe. And so seeing that, I'm not only upset, I'm not only pissed off, but I am emotional because that's my family, that's my home, and people are just lying to them with reckless abandon for their lives, for their livelihood, for the future of those kids. So when those kids have developmental issues or health issues in the future or all these problems that can come from lead poisoning and people just forget that this happened, you look 15 years down the line and you're going to just throw these kids in detention centers or you're going to label these kids as rejects because you're not going to remember that the government poisoning these kids, and it's their fault, and they're not helping them.
Well,
and it's BS.
You hear people saying, why don't you just move, right? That some people, are people saying that in Flint,
it's
or are people saying that to Flint residents?
People are saying, and it's insensitive. These people, this is their home. This is where they live. This is their livelihood. Who has the money? Who has the resources? Who has the want, the will to just get up and leave everything they've ever known? That's not the problem.
Your family of origin is still there, right?
Absolutely.
What do they say about us? What are they thinking?
They're frustrated. They feel like, of course, they need the bottled water. They don't want to feel like they're begging for it. They don't want to feel like they're handouts. And, of course, people, you know, my family, they're able to go out and get cases and cases. But then think about that. As a family of two or a family of four, how many cases you really need to have to survive for 2 years? And on top of
that, is that what
it's
going to take to repair the system?
No, this is the time that it's already been going on. Just think how much longer this could last. On top of the fact, they are still asking Flint residents to pay their water bill.
And I want you, I want
water they cannot use.
Because as I've read about this story, it gets misrepresented everywhere in the media. So I wanted to go to an expert. I spoke to, and I'm bringing in now, Aaron Brockovich's chief environmental investigator, Bob Bocock. He joins us by phone now. So, Bob, let's make it really digestible for people. What is that issue, and is this something unique for Flint?
Well, the issue, Drew, is not unique for Flint. It is a national crisis. What we have is we have cities that are financially stressed, and they're making economic decisions when it comes to our most basic needed element of drinking water. And they make these economic decisions to turn off a water quality that a 100-year-old distribution system has grown accustomed to chemically, and they go and switch to a very corrosive water that's literally stripping away the metals in that distribution system, iron, manganese, lead, copper. All of the metals are now part of the drinking water and are causing this toxic effect.
And so, Bob, it really isn't so much the pipes, though the pipes are the source. It is literally the switch to the water that needs to be aggressively treated because it's sort of it's not a great supply and it saves money. Would that sort of summarize the issue?
Yes, absolutely, Drew. That's what's going on is they're going to the least cost alternative and they're poisoning the drinking
water. And then we're losing chloride also, which is what kills the bacteria. So now we're getting infectious agents on top of that because of the low chloride. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's what you heard talking about when they referred to the Legionella. It's all water related, whether they get it as a mist. You cannot get it drinking it. You can only get it in a mist. So it always comes from the water.
Bob, thank you so much for clarifying that. So you see, when I was saying there, I think there's a bigger problem of Flint. It is something in Flint, and everything we're saying is true. They were slow to respond. They made economic decisions. They're willing to put people at risk. Maybe it's because they were on the low end of the socioeconomic spectrum that they're willing to take a lot of risk and not respond fast. No?
I will disagree with that, though, just because even here in Los Angeles, we've seen, like, water meters that break every 5 seconds and flood, you know, different roads and make traffic even more miserable than it typically is.
Well, by the way...
And they're in very fancy neighborhoods, and it's because our pipes are upwards of 100 years old and the city government doesn't do a good job of managing it. I think that this speaks to a bigger issue of government mismanagement. I mean, you have Governor Brown, even here in California, in Porter Ranch, there's been a dangerous gas leak for 6 months. And for political reasons, it took our Democratic governor 6 months to respond to a gas leak in a largely middle-class white neighborhood.
And again, bureaucracy, it's the most inefficient way to do things, everybody.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Divine Mothers Radio Show, where we're doing today part 5 of the Flint water crisis. The call-in number for those of you who are listening in online is 347-850-1049. I see quite a few callers on the line. Callers, if you want your mics open, if you push 1 on your phone's keypad, I can open your mic for you. What you are hearing is various clips that I had compiled together that were created today that kind of shows you, like, where we still are and what's still happening in Flint. And as you can see, everybody kind of feels like nothing is getting done at this point. And I have a few things that I have found that are really, really interesting to me that further shows, you know, where we really are in a state of things. One caller, I see you on the line, 678 caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Divine. It's Jasmine. It might be a little loud where I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing my best. How are you doing today?
I am doing okay.
That's a good thing. Today was a good day. You know, the sun was out and everything. It was really a good day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, it was.
I came across a few things. There's a host of things that was shared to me by one of the residents that are in Flint. You know,
okay.
and she was one that joined us on one of our other shows, and she shared a whole lot of things as far as the problems that they're facing now, and, you know, and it just seems like she said, that they're not going to do anything about it. She said to me on yesterday that the government is now offering the residents $6,000 to $8,000 to leave Flint. And my thing is, remember, we covered that they're not allowed to sell their homes because of, you know, you can't do that. It's illegal to sell if you know that there's any lead or copper problems. So the only resolution so far is to give them $6,000 to $8,000 to leave. So you get to lose out for those who own their home. They get to lose out on the purchase of their home totally. And $6,000 to $8,000 is not enough money to uproot your whole family, your whole way of life, everything that you've known, you know, which is one of what the ladies, I don't know how much of that you heard, but her complaint was that she's from Flint and she has family there. And she said back in October, her daughter took a bath there and broke out immediately from the water. So my thing is, how can you can't relocate, you know what I mean, on that amount of money? What about the people who do have jobs? You know what I mean? It's just, it's
But what about the 66 million? What about the 66 million that they have that's reserved for the victims? That doesn't even equate. It may be 100,000 residents there. That comes up to, I don't know about my math. Somebody may need to do my math, but I know it doesn't come up to $66 million.
Absolutely not. That's not it. That is so not it. And who was it that allocated the $66 million?
It's in one of the emails. It was saying for the victims. I have to go back because I don't have my phone situated to where I can see it. But one of the emails that he released, and it said something about the stakeholders, and they were to get something like about $500 million or something like that. But at the bottom, it said the victims of this crisis or something like that was the title. They got $66 million, and they were at the bottom level.
So amazing.
That's the money that they were supposed to be allocating for anything that happened with this water crisis, with the emails going back and forth with the government. So
$66 million, that would be a lot better than, you know what I'm saying, telling people they get $6,000 to $8,000 a piece. Even if they allocated that, you know, that amount, that would be better, because $6,000 to $8,000 to me is a slap in the face.
It is. It really is. It's like, oh, let me try to throw you your tax refund right quick.
Right.
That's all.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then it's crazy. And then you have the and I see you callers that are on the line. I'm going to open your mic in just a second. The owner of the Pistons donated, what was it, $10 million to the cause. In the beginning, Snyder was allotted $5 million to help with it. And then Obama came right behind and gave another $80 million. You see what I'm saying?
So,
and last night,
so where is the money?
Right. And then the other $5 million that was donated that he only used $1 million of, that the brother who was on one of the earlier shows talked about. So, see, everybody can come with numbers, and we see that money is going into Flint, but what we are also seeing is poison, you know what I'm saying, still being given to them, and the money is being hidden. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. I'm going to open up the mic of another caller. Caller, area code 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Cody, and I'm calling from New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, y'all?
How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we were just talking, you know, about further the money that seems to be disappearing as it is allocated for Flint.
So
you know,
check it out. I was listening to you. I heard some of the video you were playing before. That infrastructure is a big thing. People don't think about it, but pipes that are 100 years old. Come on. We all watch those shows.
I don't know,
you know,
if that's the truth. I don't know
yes,
if that's
that,
the truth.
Oh, yes. That absolutely is the truth. That the majority of the bridges in the United States alone are in conditions that are critical. They collapse at any moment. Like, that's literally not a joke. That infrastructure thing, like, we crack jokes being in Atlanta, how the streets are and stuff like that, but let's be honest, that's a problem. When the hell do you ever see roads crinkle up? Like, it crinkle up. Like, when did pavement crinkle up? It either breaks or it stays, but it wrinkles up. There's serious problems going on. But I was also thinking with the delay with the tax return, that's interesting that money is allocated to them. You're right, $6,000 to $8,000 is a huge slap in the face. That's disrespectful.
Right.
That's just like here. I'm trying not to use foul language. It's like, here, Negro, go on somewhere. You know,
right?
You can't sell your house, but we're gonna pay you to leave. They always are acquiring since Katrina. Acquiring property in poor black neighborhoods, or just poor neighborhoods. Let me say this, poor neighborhoods. Let me not try to localize it, but poor neighborhoods for cheap. And once they get done doing everything they need to do, oh, my God, that land is going to be top-notch. 50 miles outside.
That equals to pennies on the dollar that they're able to acquire these people's homes for. You know what I mean? That's nothing. And those homes will still be there, and those people aren't going to come back for them. You know what I'm saying? So that's like highway robbery, for real. It's crazy. And I found out today that the residents were told that it's illegal to sue the government for poisoning their water. Now, the question that a lot of people... Right. But the question would be, how is that possible that it's illegal? And I know that Judge Mathis will be there on tomorrow to discuss, you know, with the residents what their legal rights are. You know, but according to this document that I read, that they're saying that they can't do that, that it's illegal for them to do it. And what I say that it will fall under is that same chattel law. You cannot sue your slave owner. You can't sue your master. You know, and what we don't understand is that we're still operating under the laws of war. We don't even know that the war is still going. It's been like that since 1933. So because of that, with us calling ourselves, it goes right back to everything ties right back in. With us calling ourselves by these names that, according to the Black Law Dictionary, puts us outside of the Constitution, outside of our land, and outside of law, you cannot come up against them. You will have to be able to deal with a private entity like GM. You know, they dumped off some poisons in their stuff in 2005, and they caused, like, what, 125 deaths and 250 people to get sick or something like that. But they had to pay for that, and that's still their influence. You see what I'm saying? So these people are well aware of what the parameters of the law are, but we are the ones who don't know. But if everybody there were more, it would be a different situation. If everybody was outside of commerce, it would be a different situation. But you can't go to your slave and your slave owner and say, look, I'm tired of your stuff. You know, I want to sue you for what you've done to me, because according to their law, you are, you know what I'm saying, a ward of their state. You're not even competent enough to handle your own self. But it's like the child saying to their mom, Mom, I'm going to sue you because I don't like the way you made these bacon and eggs. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. And I think that, it, like I say, it's a lot deeper than what people expect, you know, what they're really looking at. And I'm looking at these things about lead, right? Exposure to lead is really, really serious. And I went to a couple sites, and the CDC was one of the sites, but the site prior to says that it can result in a variety of effects, you know, upon neuropsychological functioning, including deficits in general, intellectual functioning. And that I explained to the sister when she said people don't seem to be able to wake up to truth there. And I said to her, if the poisoning, which she said has been going on for 20 years, poisoning has been going on for this long, those people will not be able to think intellectually. It's not entirely their fault. And it's, and also it says that their ability to sustain attention on tasks, organization of thinking and behavior, speech articulation, language comprehension and production, learning and memory efficiency, fine motor skills, high activity level, reduced problem-solving flexibility, and poor behavioral self-control. And the sister that was on one of the clips that I played said the same thing, that the only alternative that they're going to give to these babies when they get older is to institutionalize them or to tag them as misfits or problem children, because nobody is going to remember that the government poisoned these children and nobody is offering any assistance to them. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. I just think that it's a lot that we need to be looking into. When, you know, you hear lead poisoning, you think just developmental issues, you really don't think about what that entails. You know what I'm saying? And it tells you that it makes the child have poor academic learning and performance, as well as problems with the development of appropriate social relationships. So that means those people who are apt to fighting and stuff like that, it could be because of the contaminated water that they've been exposed to. But the first thing they're going to do is pull your child aside, lock your child away. You know, no one is going to address the initial issue. And the sad part is that child themselves is not going to comprehend what's happening, because they don't know, you know, that this is what poisoning does. It's crazy. Poor speech articulation, that's not good. You know, problems with remembering and learning new information. Hyperactivity, you know, and they're poisoning our children with the drugs. You tell them they have hyperactivity or ADHD or whatever that garbage is, and then you give them medicine for something that you have allowed them to have exposure to. Even though we know that ADHD is a fake, you know, described disease, it's just describing the type of situation that child is enduring. And all of these things, you know, problems paying attention, disorganized approach to learning, poor work completion, increased risk to dropout, communication deficits, impulsive behavior, problem sharing and taking turns, increased aggression, and you know that's one of the things they like to say about Nubians anyway, that we're aggressive, increased need for adult supervision. And they said one of the preventions would be lead, safe housing, which is the number one thing that they spoke about. Lead, safe housing, and that's the problem that they're having. And that you have to teach the public, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on. It's crazy, and you got to have aggressive early medical treatment. If they're not treating these babies right now while they're ingesting all these toxins, it's going to be impossible to rehabilitate them later. You know, and then rehabilitation is supposed to include special education services. You're supposed to be automatically able to receive additional help if you have this type of exposure. And for it to be done by a city to its residents, these things are not put into place. These people know what they're doing. They're well aware of what they're doing. And I just think that something else needs to be done. You know, convulsions, death, hyperirritability, stupor. It makes you stupid. You know, and then we joke about it when we call people, you know, and talk about certain things, but we don't take into consideration that this state, you know, and other places have this same issue going on. Like, it's really real, you know, and I just think that it's really, really interesting that they're forced to have to deal with this, you know, with no help. But hopefully when Judge Mathis goes there on Saturday, he will be able to deal with them according to Commerce Law, and maybe they will have a loophole in which they can get some assistance, because right now it just seems like there's nothing that's going to be done. And also, for those of you who are listening, if you're in Flint and they're passing out now canned water, it amazes me. I've never seen canned water in all of my days. Canned water, they popped the top, they did the test with the tester, it has lead in it. So not only the bottled water that they're passing out up there is contaminated with lead, but the canned water too. And the lady suggested that everyone stay away from the canned water. It's just crazy. This is just like, it's a big circle, a huge circle where money is getting pulled and no one can say where this money is ending up. But at the same time, these residents still have no help. And I was told by the same sister that 20 years ago, they did redo pipes there in Flint. They had a whole thing going on. I hadn't had a chance to look into everything, but she said she was there when they set down a new pipeline. That's why I said, wait a minute, why are people saying the pipes are so old? And she's saying that her family members were working on the pipes 20 years ago. You know, and she was out there alongside them. So that's the thing that I just think it's a bunch of lies going on. Any callers that want to say something, the ones that pushed one already, your mics are open. But for the additional callers, you push one on your keypad and I can open up your mic so that you can talk. So what have you heard? Have you heard anything up that way, Cody? I know the North doesn't seem to pass around any information either.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man. The media is media. But it does seem to be up north, the further you go, the more isolated information is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, It's interesting. My mother watches the news all the time. They never mention anything. Yeah, at one point in time, they talked about it for a little bit, and then they just stopped. And it's interesting because even before, I used to have to watch News One with Roland Martin. I think that's the brother's name.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of talked about everything that the news didn't. You know, between that and the BBC is pretty good, but yeah, man, they don't talk about whenever there's like a black issue like that. Like, let's be honest, when was the last time you heard somebody mention Katrina?
Right. Right.
You
it's
know?
Just like swept all the way under the rug.
Yeah.
And everybody forgets what they did, and then they came and then they redid that whole area just for themselves.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, man? You said it, too. It's just like, I don't know. It's a lot of lies, you know?
Right.
You said it. It's a lot of lies. It's like, I don't understand who's weaving this evil little web together, but it's just so many lies. It's so many. So many.
Right. And then now I'm seeing that the residents and advocacy organizations are seeking outside intervention, and they want a complete overhaul of the state government. So people inside are asking for help from the outsiders. It's interesting because, like I say, the money, if you follow the money, but who is collecting all of this money that's supposed to be set aside? Because with all of these dollars, and Jasmine, we talked about the machines, and Cody, you were with me on the line when we talked about those machines that can clean the water, you know, for 50,000 residents, and that the military already has access to these machines. With all of this money that is coming into Flint, you mean to tell me that they don't have what they need to clean the water up for the people? It can't be, you know what I'm saying, that they want to do anything to help them. It's not possible, because if you want to help, you will help. And I've noticed in other situations where there's a national emergency, they come in within 1 or 2 days already working on the situation. And here it is, something that they've known about. Even their state employees were being shipped clean water over a year ago. You know, so they knew that that was an issue. That plus the fact that I read that the state the government water system is not the same as Flint. That they've done some type of change where their water isn't coming out contaminated. And I had questions as to how that was possible. So I think that, you know what I'm saying, something really needs to be done on a grand scale, because what they're trying to do is just remove a population of people, you know, to attain land that they legally do not and cannot own. They can only do it because of our lack of knowledge. But when you're doing it to a people and making it be that they can't even acquire the knowledge, because you're going in and you're dematerializing their brains and stuff with this poison, it makes it impossible for them to even elevate to where we are right now. So if it was able that they could stand in their proper persona to do something about it, that part has been taken. So that shows you that they thought about this ahead of time. They already planned it. Make the people, like they said, it induces stupor. So make the people stupid and then take the land from them. You know? And I just think that, you know, hopefully something will be done. Hopefully something will be done. I still have not been able to reach out to the brother yet in regards to the councilman that's up there in Flint. But it's just my inbox and my emails are swamped. Swamp, swamp, swamp. Some of the information is saying the same thing, but it's coming from different sources. So it shows me how imperative this is. The residents are asking for help and the help that they're needing. You know, something needs to be done for Flint. 347-850-1049. We have about 2 minutes remaining. For those of you who are listening online, you would need to call in if you want to hear the remaining 15 or 10 or 3 or however they choose to do it today, minutes of the show. You know, Blog Talk be tripping on me sometimes. But, yeah. Is there anything that you would like to add, or what have you found, Jasmine, to be happening in the news lately?
Well, with the young lady that I was speaking to, there was an town hall meeting. And I was hoping she would be on tonight, but I know she was still a little under the weather. And she said that the mayor and CNN, I don't know if it was Soledad O'Brien was there or something like that, but she said she was going to get back to me and tell me what happened, because it was supposed to be at a middle school, and what happened and what they spoke about. But I haven't heard from her just yet about that situation. So I'm eager to hear what she's got to say and what they maybe came up with or something. So I know that I think CNN is covering some of it maybe. And the issue, to bring it back to with Cody, with the media, he is right. The media is the media, and they're going to cover it like, oh, nothing's really going on, nothing to worry about. So if you have any questions, you can say, oh, well, the media said. Now, they said it on TV, so everything's okay. So we're not going to worry and turn and go ahead and do whatever while these people are dying. Babies are dying, and people are not paying attention. They're turning a blind eye to it because it's not their problem, but it could very well be in your backyard or something happening to you. You don't know it, but you're so busy trusting these government agencies, the media, and everything else instead of mobilizing and doing something about it.
Right.
I'm just saying.
And that's it. And that's one of the things we were talking about on yesterday's show, that the potential of it being, you know what I'm saying, in other states as well, we just don't know it yet. And I saw a map of it, and there are a few states that are involved. It's not as heavy as what Flint is experiencing, but I don't think it matters the weight of lead. You know, once you get too far out of bounds, you shouldn't have it in your water, period. So it doesn't matter the exposure, because an infant having a small amount of lead, it could do dangerous damage, including death, you know, to that baby. So we don't know, again, you know, so I think that it's imperative that we all pay attention to what's happening, because as it was said, the infrastructure mm-hmm. problem is in the mm-hmm. whole North American continent. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere, but it's just not in the media everywhere. You
right.
see?
Right.
And you never know when another state may have the same issue, and they may need to know and have people to come and help them too. So I think that it's important, you know. And the game gave $500,000. I wonder whose hand he put that in. You see, I don't see that they're trying to help. I don't see it, because you got to damn near test everything that comes through there, everything that's given to you. You got to stick a tester in it. That's crazy. It's like they're not planning on changing anything. So, yeah. But what I'm going to do, though, is still stay on it, and I thought the mm-hmm. sister was going to be able to join us today, and I know tomorrow may be a better day for her. But mm-hmm. I wanted to find out, like, up-to-date info. And today
right.
was up-to-date, you know, but I just really thought it was important to kind of explain to everybody the real dangers of lead exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even talked about the dangers from the urine and the fecal bacterium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just the lead dangers that I covered today. And as you see, it can change your whole life. It can make you unable to do anything for yourself, including your mobility. Your motor skills will be messed up, messing around with this lead. You know, and it's crazy. And I just think that, wow, it's like they created the situation and they're creating an illusionary resolution for it. But then when those people go out and into these different places, then what? When those babies grow up and they can't function well in a, what we call a normal society, then what? What will those people who leave Flint have to be able to document that this is what happened for further care in the future if they need it? And I don't think that they're looking to help anybody. I don't think that they're looking to do it. If anything is done, it's going to be a forced action. Their hand will have to be forced. Because they did
right.
have the Nubian sister said she don't think that people should have to pay for the water, the lady that's in
mm-hmm.
the mayor's office.
So, right.
You know, thinking that they shouldn't have to pay for it is one thing. You know they shouldn't have to pay for some water they can't use. So when are you
mm-hmm.
going to activate that? You know, and I know that the lady who I was speaking with who has been up there, you know what I'm saying, she says that she would like for reimbursal of the money. She thinks the residents should be reimbursed all the money that they paid for the water since it has been poisoned, and that they also so should not have to pay for it until they fix it. She said that would be a better resolution. Give them their money back, because they're having to use it to buy water, because they can't even trust the water that's coming in. Yeah, so on tomorrow, I plan on having her with me, and like I said, she flooded my inbox with so much stuff. I just didn't have a chance to go through everything, but it's a lot. It's a lot, it's a lot, it's a lot. And being that she's there, you know, she can tell what is actually happening, like the other young lady, you know, and
right.
hopefully she can join us, because I would love to hear about what happened in that town hall meeting, because the video
yeah.
that was forwarded to me by the mm-hmm. sister that I'm talking about, they were pissed. These people were
mm-hmm.
angry. They were not
you
happy at all.
Too.
Hell
you
yeah.
Too. So what
yeah.
what time is the show for tomorrow before we get cut off? Because I know it's going to happen. I feel
yeah,
it coming.
You know it's coming. I don't know. I'm looking to probably do it earlier. You know, my Saturdays be wacky. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What is noon like? Is that too early?
Noon?
No.
That's not too early. That's good. That's good for me.
Let's kind of do a noon show. That way, you know, we can take about an hour if we have to do 2 30-minute. And then, you know, okay. You can have the rest of your Saturday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I'll catch back up and we'll, you know, come back in on Sunday.
Okay.
And see what, you know, but yeah, let's alter it a little bit. So, because I know Saturdays are busy days for families, you know, you don't want to have to break away and interrupt family time, you know, for a radio show. I know how I am. And my family would interrupt, if they could, my radio time on their own without me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, let's do it like that. Let's do 12 o'clock tomorrow, you know, around the time everybody is wanting news and looking at news anyway. And then I'll catch y'all then, I guess. Anybody else want to say anything that's on the line? Every mic is open. No? All right, then. I guess that's the end of this show for today. We're going to tune in tomorrow at noon. And hopefully by then I can reach this man. I don't know, it's the weekend. But we'll see if I can't reach him and see what he's saying. I want somebody that's up there in the council that's seeing firsthand what's going on. All right, that's the end of my show for today, y'all. I don't have any outro music or any of that, but I'm just going to play this little first little clip that I played, you know, from Obama. And I'll get with y'all tomorrow. Thank you for joining me on the show. Peace out.
Flint, Michigan's money-saving switch from Lake Huron to Flint River water has had a devastating impact on the lives of Flint residents. The Flint River water was more corrosive than the previous water source, and it sent dangerous amounts of lead pouring into Flint residents' water. The governor has declared a state of emergency, and the National Guard distributed water bottles to Flint residents. But the people of Flint want to see more work done to correct the massive injustice they have suffered.
You have a little girl.
I do have a little girl.
You took her to the pediatrician. You living in Flint. You grew up in Flint, right?
I grew up in Flint. I lived in Flint my entire life almost. My family is still there. My grandparents are there. My daughter was just there. She took a bath in that water and completely broke out. You know, and that was just this past October.
Was she drinking the water?
No. At that point, everyone had stopped drinking the water. But this was after they made the switch back. And they're telling the residents, hey, it's okay. You can drink the water. And it's still not safe. And so seeing that, I'm not only upset, I'm not only pissed off, but I am emotional because that's my family, that's my home, and people are just lying to them with reckless abandon for their lives, for their livelihood, for the future of those kids. So when those kids have developmental issues or health issues in the future or all these problems that can come from lead poisoning and people just forget that this happened, you look 15 years down the line and you're going to just throw these kids in detention centers or you're going to label these kids as rejects because you're not going to remember that the government poisoning these kids, and it's their fault, and they're not helping them.
Well,
and it's BS.
You hear people saying, why don't you just move, right? That some people, are people saying that in Flint,
it's
or are people saying that to Flint residents?
People are saying, and it's insensitive. These people, this is their home. This is where they live. This is their livelihood. Who has the money? Who has the resources? Who has the want, the will to just get up and leave everything they've ever known? That's not the problem.
Your family of origin is still there, right?
Absolutely.
What do they say about us? What are they thinking?
They're frustrated. They feel like, of course, they need the bottled water. They don't want to feel like they're begging for it. They don't want to feel like they're handouts. And, of course, people, you know, my family, they're able to go out and get cases and cases. But then think about that. As a family of two or a family of four, how many cases you really need to have to survive for 2 years? And on top of that,
is that what it's going to take to repair the system?
No, this is the time that it's already been going on. Just think how much longer this could last. On top of the fact, they are still asking Flint residents to pay their water bill.
And I want
water they cannot use.